بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإن كذبوك فقل ربكم ذو رحمة واسعة ولا يرد بأسه عن القوم المجرمين.
If they deny you, O Messenger, and do not accept what you brought from your Lord, then say to them in encouragement, Your Lord is one, possessor of vast mercy. It is because of His mercy that He has given you relief and has not yet taken you to task by punishing you. Also say to them, as a warning, His punishment is not averted from those who commit sin.
سيقول الذين أشركوا لو شاء الله ما أشركنا ولا آباؤنا ولا حرمنا من شيء كذلك كذب الذين من قبلهم حتى ذاقوا بأسنا قل هل عندكم من علم فتخرجوه لنا إن تتبعون إلا الظن وإن أنتم إلا تخرصون.
The idolaters will say, using Allah's will and decree as proof for their associating partners with Him, If Allah had willed that neither we nor our ancestors associate any partners with Him, we would not have done so. And if He had willed that we do not make anything unlawful for ourselves, we would not have done so. Those before them also denied their messengers with similar worthless proofs, saying, If Allah had willed that we do not prohibit them, we would not have done so. So they persisted in their denial until they tasted my punishment that I sent down on them. Say, O Messenger, to these idolaters, do you have any evidence that indicates that Allah is pleased that you associate others with Him, and that you make lawful what He has prohibited, and make unlawful what He has allowed? Just because you did these actions does not mean that He is pleased with them. You are following nothing but speculation with respect to this, and speculation holds no weight against the truth. You are only lying.
قل فلله الحجة البالغة فلو شاء لهداكم أجمعين.
Say, O Messenger, to the idolaters, if you only have these weak arguments, then Allah has a decisive argument against which the excuses you present hold no weight, and before which the doubts that you cling to will disappear. If Allah had willed to guide all of you to the truth, O idolaters, He would have done so.
قُلْ هَلُمَّ شُهَدَاءَكُمُ الَّذِينَ يَشْهَدُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ هَذَا فَإِنْ شَهِدُوا فَلَا تَشْهَدْ مَعَهُمْ فَإِنْ شَهِدُوا فَلَا تَشْهَدْ مَعَهُمْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَالَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ وَهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يَعْدِلُونَ.
Say, O Messenger, to these idolaters who make unlawful what Allah has allowed, and who claim that it is Allah who had made it unlawful, Bring your witnesses to testify that Allah has made these things unlawful. If they testify without any knowledge that Allah has made these things unlawful, then do not believe their testimony. O Messenger, because it is false testimony, do not follow the desires of those who let their desires rule over them. They denied His verses when they made unlawful what Allah had allowed. Do not follow those who do not have faith in the afterlife, and who associate others with their Lord. How can a person who deals with his Lord in this way be followed?
قل تعالوا أتل ما حرم ربكم عليكم ألا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا ولا تقتلوا أولادكم من إملاق ولا تقتلوا أولادكم من إملاق نحن نرزقكم وإياهم ولا تقربوا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن ولا تقربوا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن ولا تقتلوا النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تعقلون.
Say, O Messenger, to the people, come. I will read to you what Allah has made unlawful. He has made it unlawful that you associate any creation as partner to Him, that you disobey your parents. For it is your duty to be good to them, that you kill your children due to poverty, as the people during the period of ignorance used to do. I provide for you and for them. He has also made it unlawful that you go near immoral acts, whether they are done openly or in secret. And that you kill the soul that Allah has prohibited you from killing, unless it is done rightfully, such as the case of idolatry and apostasy. He has instructed you with what was mentioned so that you understand Allah's instructions and prohibitions. Beneficial points. The verses contain a warning against offenses that lead to Allah's punishment, because Allah's punishment, when He wills it, will not be averted from those who are guilty. An argument must be based on knowledge and proof. If it based merely on speculation that holds no weight against the truth, it is not valid. Using the divine decree as an argument for disobedience after Allah has given mankind free will is clearly wrong and based on stubbornness. The verses indicate that a servant will carry out Allah's instructions in proportion to his or her understanding. The prohibition of going near immoral acts is more profound than the prohibition of committing them because it includes a prohibition of those things that lead to those acts as well.
ولا تقربوا مال اليتيم إلا بالتي هي أحسن حتى يبلغ أشده وأوفوا الكيل والميزان بالقسط لا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها وإذا قلتم فاعدلوا ولو كان ذا قربى وبعهد الله أوفوا ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تذكرون.
He has prohibited you from becoming involved with the wealth of orphans, those who lose their father before maturity, until they became mature and are considered to be sensible, unless you do so in a manner that brings benefit and an increase in that wealth. He has also prohibited you from giving short measure or weight. Rather, it is necessary that you are fair and just when taking or giving anything in a purchase and sale transaction. He does not burden a soul more than it can bear, and you will not be taken to task for any increase or decrease in measure that is unintentional. He has, likewise, prohibited you from saying that which is false when relating an incident or giving testimony, displaying unfair preference to a relative or friend. He has, too, prohibited you from breaking Allah's pledge. If you make a pledge with Allah or in Allah's name, then such pacts must be fulfilled. Allah has instructed you with the above in the hope that you would ponder over the outcomes of your actions.
وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون.
He has prohibited you from following the paths of misguidance. You are required to follow Allah's straight path, in which there is no crookedness. The paths of misguidance will lead you far away from the path of truth. Allah instructs you to follow the straight path in the hope that you will become mindful of Him by fulfilling His instructions and staying away from His prohibitions.
ثم آتينا موسى الكتاب تماما على الذي أحسن وتفصيلا لكل شيء وهدى ورحمة لعلهم بلقاء ربهم يؤمنون.
After all this, I relate to you that I gave the Torah to Moses as a completion of my favor and a reward for his good actions, to make everything required in religion clear, and as a mercy in the hope that they would have faith in the meeting with their Lord on the Day of Judgment and prepare for it with good actions.
وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ.
And this Qur'an is a book that I have revealed and is full of blessings because of the religious and worldly benefits it contains. So follow what is revealed in it, and be mindful of going against it, in the hope that you will be shown mercy.
أن تقولوا إنما أنزل الكتاب على طائفتين من قبلنا وإن كنا
This book was revealed so that you, idolaters, do not say, Allah only revealed the Torah and the Gospel to the Jews and the Christians before us, and He did not reveal any scripture to us. I do not know how to read their scriptures as they are in their language and not in ours.
أَوْ تَقُولُوا لَوْ أَنَّا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْكِتَابُ لَكُنَّا أَهْدَى مِنْهُمْ فَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَصَدَفَ عَنْهَا سَنَجْزِي الَّذِينَ يَصْدِفُونَ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْدِفُونَ.
Likewise, I send this book so that you do not say, if Allah had revealed the scripture to us, just as He did to the Jews and Christians, we would have been more upright than them. So now has Allah revealed the book to your prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him, in your language, a clear proof, guidance and a mercy for the entire nation. Then do not offer false excuses and give invalid reasons for rejecting it. Surely the greatest wrongdoer is the person who denies Allah's ayahs and turns away from them. Allah will punish those who turn away from His words with a severe punishment, by causing them to enter the fire of hell as a repayment for their turning away from and ignoring them. Beneficial points. It is not permissible to transact in the wealth of orphans except within the limits of their best interests. Their wealth will be given to them once they reach the age of discernment. All orders of the sacred law, out of Allah's mercy, are only charged according to one's ability. Judges are required to be fair between disputants. It is Allah's responsibility to provide sustenance for His creatures. The paths of misguidance are many, But it is only Allah's path that leads to salvation. False excuses and weak arguments will never be of benefit to those who make use of them.